God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Keep reading. What happened? She said, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil, but he answered her not a word. Now we're talking about how to receive healing, how to minister healing. How many believe you can't be a better minister of healing than a minister just like Jesus did? Amen. So if a minister was following the Holy Ghost today, is it possible that he could respond to somebody like this? Thank you for those two weak yeses. See, people don't like this because people have wrong mentalities about what the ministry is and what it's supposed to be. People think, well, when you ask the preacher to do something, bless God, he's supposed to do it. He's a servant of the people. That's what they're supposed to. You even hear people talk, especially in rural areas, about their little preacher. Yeah, we got us a good little preacher over there now. What do they mean? Well, their deacon board hires and fires preachers at will. And change them every so many years, whether you need to or not. Just like trading in cars. Hope you understand it doesn't work that way here.
Amen.
You understand that? No. But you know what I'm talking about, don't you? People say, well, yeah, boy, we got a good little preacher over there now. See, they look at him as a hireling, right? He preaches for us, and he visits for us, and counsels for us, and prays for us. The respect is not there.
No.
Hmm?
That's right.
And friend, if the respect is not there, the ministry is choked. Go with me, you're in Matthew. Go back just a few pages. Let's see, to the 10th chapter. These things grow on me while I preach them. See, I don't want to keep you too late. But I don't want to short you either.
Amen.
How did Jesus respond to her initially?
Not a word.
And you know from we've already read both passages, it gets worse after this. Doesn't it? Doesn't it? Could this woman have gotten offended at Jesus? Could she have? Forget that it's Jesus for a minute. She didn't know who he was. Most of the people of the day didn't know who he was. They thought he was a prophet anointed. But very few had any inkling that he was the Son of God. They just saw him as a preacher, as a minister, or as a prophet. Well, what if a preacher today did that? Somebody comes yelling, Pastor, Pastor, my baby's sick. Could you come minister to my baby? And he just keeps walking. Ignores her. Wonder what kind of response most people would respond with. Offense, right? Anger, hurt, right? Well, what's wrong? I asked him for help. He wouldn't even stop and talk to me. I thought this was a church. I thought you were a preacher. I thought you were supposed to be a man of God. You ain't got time to talk to me? Could she have said that something like that to Jesus? I mean, put it today. She didn't know he was the Son of God. But did he do wrong?
No.
Now, if that was me, I wonder what you'd say. Did he do wrong?
No.
No, he didn't do wrong. Is he following the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, wonder why the Holy Ghost would lead him to ignore this dear woman. But whether you understand why or not, you should respect the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And trust the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Amen.
I'm going to give you a little clue before we get to the punchlines here. This woman, on her initial approach to Jesus, is not in position to receive. There has to be adjustments made in her heart and mind and life in order for her to receive. If she's willing to make them, it's possible for her to receive. If she's unwilling to make them, she won't receive.
Amen.
It's not just all about the will of God. It's about people receiving.
Yes.
How many understand God does not change?
Right.
His power never wanes, never fluctuates, never fails. How many believe it's God's will for everybody to be saved every day? Every any time of the day, morning, noon, or night, it's God's will to save people, and is His power there to save them? Yeah. So what's the variable? People receiving. Whether they will, whether they won't. Well, the same thing's true about healing. It's God's will to heal any minute, any day, any hour, anybody. But not everybody's ready to receive. You understand? Now, are you there in Matthew 10? We talked about respect for the ministry. And it seems like people get in the ditch on one side or the other of this. It seems like people either do what I said. They either, you know, well, that preacher's no better than me. I mean, I hear from God too. I have the Holy Ghost too. And you're supposed to be a servant of the people. You're supposed to be there for me when I need something and when I want something. You're supposed to do what I ask you to do. That's what I pay tithes for, is for you to do what I want you to do. People don't say it, but that's how they feel. People either in that ditch where they have no respect for their ministers, or they jump out of that ditch and go across the road all the way across and run in the ditch on the other side. And there's some denominations that have the ministry up on pedestals so high that the common man can't even understand the Bible for himself. You have to come to me. I tell you what the Bible means. I tell you if you're forgiven or not. You have to come. Well, now friend, the Bible says there is one God. And one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. How many mediators between God and men?
One.
How many?
One.
How many?
One.
Not two. One.
One.
Who do you have to go through to get to God?
Jesus.
One. Just one. Right? But that doesn't mean that you're supposed to disrespect the gifts He's given to the body. He gave gifts to men. Amen. Apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. And these, to disrespect them is to disrespect Him.
Right.
He takes it personally. Now, the reason I say this is because it affects receiving so much. In Matthew 10, are you there? Matthew 10, verse 40. I want you to see how big the Lord is on delegation. He's about to leave. And He's sending His disciples to carry on His work. And He said in verse 40 of Matthew 10, "He that receives you receives Me." Does He take it personally?
Yes.
"And he that receives Me receives Him that sent Me." Now you know how serious it is that people that don't receive Jesus. John said, if you don't have the Son, you don't have the Father either.
That's right.
Didn't he?
Amen.
Can you reject Jesus?
No.
And have the Father anyway? I know people are trying to do it, but you can't do it, according to the Bible. Well, it's also important that you receive the one He sends. Verse 41, notice this. "He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive what?
Prophet's
a prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward." I know I had the privilege and honor, great honor, of working with Dr. Kenneth Hagin for 20 some years. And went to a lot of places with him and involved in a lot of meetings with him. And there's no doubt in my mind that Brother Hagin stands in the forefront of the prophet's ministry. in the body of Christ today. And if you don't agree with that, well, you're just wrong. I know. Virtually lived with the man for years and years and years. And you understand, none of the ministry gifts that God has given to the church have been done away with. Anything that they had in the book of Acts, we've got now. Now, you may not call it that, but we have it. People call it by different names. For one thing, missionaries. You don't find that word in the New Testament. But somebody who is sent of God to a place and starts a work from scratch, that's the ministry of an apostle. We call them missionaries. Now, you do understand, too, that some are sent and some just went. Not everybody that went are apostles. But people whom God chose and raised up and sent, they are His sent ones. And they do foundational works. That's the ministry of an apostle. Well, we still have every, you know, ministries of prophets and pastors and evangelists and teachers. Everything that they had, we still have. But the reason I'm saying that is because Brother Hagin operated in and operates in that ministry of a prophet. But we'd go to different places all over the country. And people that saw him as a teacher only, they received a prophet in the name of a teacher. Well, you know what they got? A teacher's reward, which is good, but there's more. Did you hear me? Does it make any difference how ministries are received? Huge, depending on how much you receive. Did it make any difference with Jesus' ministry? You remember, he went into his own hometown and they did not receive him as the anointed one. Did they? He stood up and he read out of the book of the prophet Isaiah. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he's anointed me." And they started saying, "Well, now who does he think he is? We know him. My brother works with his sister over to the get and go. My mama used to change his diapers. We know who he is." How many understand? Everybody comes from somewhere. Huh? Who's God going to use? You're not going to find somebody that didn't have a childhood. Huh? Amen. You're not going to find anybody that's not human. That's right. God uses us. But they didn't receive him. Did it affect his ministry? Yeah. Because they didn't receive him, said he could there. Didn't say he decided not to. Said he could there do no mighty works. Right. Amen. How many believe the Bible now? If it affected the Lord Jesus' ministry with this kind of force and impact, certainly it's going to affect all the ministries that are in the earth today.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Syrophoenician Woman's Daughter, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R815. That's R815. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.